You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab him by the I can do anything.
What's up, Wisconsin and beyond? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to have you covered on election night. We got special election night covered. We got all the Civic Media talk show hosts. We got Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. We've got you covered. Tune in starting 6 o'clock all across the Civic Media Radio Network. And today, very excited to bring on my former boss, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. He's going to be at the Kamala Harris rally later this evening. Going to hear Glorilla and Flo Millie, MC Light, the Isley Brothers, DJ Gemini, Jilly, and Cardi B, along with VP Harris. What is up, David? Thanks so much for making time.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me. I hope you're doing well, and always a pleasure to be on with you, Maggie.
Oh, it's good to hear your voice, friend. Wow, we are days away. I sure hope things go well. How you feeling leading up to the big day?
You know, a lot of anxiety because the day is almost here. I mean, 4 days away from the election. I know many people are counting down and can't wait to get to their normal commercials. But I also have to tell you, I'm extremely energized. I'm really ready. I'm feeling like Miss Edith. Back during the 2008 race, where I'm fired up and I'm ready to go, ready to continue to get out the vote, knock on some doors, and really excited to be having the opportunity to witness so many entertainers and seeing the Madam Vice President tonight. But that lets you know how important Milwaukee is, how important this state is, to see how the Madam Vice President and many surrogates who support her have been coming to Milwaukee to show support.
Amen to all of that. I love seeing some of the data, the internal polling coming out from campaigns. Lots of new voters, people deciding that they're going to vote, seem to be breaking for VP Harris. I hope that shows up and down the ticket. Some news broke yesterday, David, and I wanted to get your reaction to it because, you know, is this a semi sort of October surprise thing? Now, I'll set it up for you so you know what you're listening to. A guy that has done a lot of research and investigative journalism surrounding Jeffrey Epstein, his name is Michael Wolff. He came out and said he literally has hundreds of hours of Epstein recordings talking about his relationship with Donald Trump and how close they were. I thought we could take a listen and we could get your reaction. Cardi, this is going to be cut 13. Let me know when you're ready. We are ready to go. Let's take a listen, David. I'll get your reaction next.
I think we have a snippet from one of the conversations that I recorded with Epstein, and I think this was in a restaurant in 2017.
His people fight each other.
Right.
And then have outsiders. He sort of poisons the well outside. He will tell 10 people Bannon's a scumbag, and Priest is not doing a good job, and Kelly has a big mouth. And what do you think? Jamie Dimon says that you're a problem. And I shouldn't keep you. And I spoke to Carl Icahn. And Carl thinks I need a new spokesperson. So Kelly, even though I hired Kellyanne's husband, Kellyanne's just too much of a wild card. And then he tells Bannon, you know, I really want to keep you, but Kellyanne hates you.
I have more than dozens. I probably have 100 hours of Epstein talking about the inner workings of the Trump White House and about his longstanding, deep relationship with Donald Trump.
So this is really interesting. And the reason that I wanted to ask you about this, Mr. County Executive, is because what he's describing as Trump's leadership style is basically to create paranoia amongst his staff and then pit them against one another. Like every day in Donald Trump's head is like this weird little mini version of The Apprentice, right? It's all a big joke to him to sort of like serve his ego at a certain level. Perhaps not a joke, but it's all this weird zero-sum competition in his head. You know, you're a leader. you have led Milwaukee County, I think, in an incredibly effective way. You've gotten so much accomplished. What is it, if you're talking to voters, tell them, like, what do you look for in, a, say, a state-level executive, our governor, or in the national CEO, our president? What do you think people should be queuing in on what they need, what we should ask for in our top leaders?
You know, I mean, we don't need the apprentice in the White House, right? We need somebody who's going to be thoughtful. We need someone who's going to be compassionate, but also who's going to make some tough decisions. And when I think about my administration and what we have done is that when you have staff and you have people running many departments that have the ability to make a huge impact on somebody's lives, you want those individuals to understand that the people come first. This isn't about how we are creating a rat race for people to preserve their own power and position. That's not what government is there for. We are there to make sure that the services that we provide not only uplift people, but we have the ability to protect people in things related to public safety, things related to a pandemic, something that Donald Trump has not done throughout his presidency, and he will not do moving forward. And so what I want people to understand is that this isn't a game. Running for president isn't a game. We need someone like Kamala Harris who's going to keep the American people first and that's going to govern everybody and be a president for everyone, even those who disagree with what she is and who she is. So it's extremely important that, one, Donald Trump was connected to Jeffrey Epstein, y'all. Like, mm-hmm. let's keep that in perspective, mm-hmm. right? Like, we have to think that there's a lot that has not been uncovered, so much that we know that his continuous lies is only to make sure that we don't pay attention to what Project 2025 is going to do to this country. And so, you know, don't get caught in his smoke and mirrors. He's shown us who he is. He continues to show you who he's going to be. And let's make sure that we reject that. Now, we're going to go back an hour on Sunday. Let's not take the country back on Tuesday.
That is Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Thank you for taking Milwaukee County forward and for helping us all realize that our voice can be heard in the ballot box. Let's move forward, y'all. Have a great time at the Raleigh County Executive. Always good to hear from you. Thank you so much for your time, sir. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by 1st Congressional District candidate Peter Barker. Get his reaction to some of these recent haps. Keep it locked, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.